37.
I think the fact that we have background checks when people buy firearms and we prevent felons and those with serious mental illnesses from acquiring them, I think those make perfect sense. There actually isn't the so-called gun show loophole. That doesn't exist. Any licensed firearm dealer who sells at a gun show has to have a background check. It's a requirement that applies to every licensed firearm dealer. What it doesn't apply to is personal sales one-on-one.
It's all about the guns. It was Gun Appreciation Day across America. Meanwhile, a lot of political faces on the Sunday Swirl talking about guns, gun rights versus gun control. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coming up on this hour of America Tonight, we're going to weave and dodge in a couple of different directions. What a wild weekend it was. Certainly for sports, it was a big weekend. Now we know the teams set for the Super Bowl, the Ravens and the 49ers. How about the Harbaugh brothers with a big showdown on February 3rd? What a great storyline that is, but there are certainly others too as well. In the weekend and heading into the weekend, as I said, it was Gun Appreciation Day. Thousands of people turned out for rallies across the country. You saw signs that read girls with guns and don't let your guns be taken away and that kind of stuff. And there was, unfortunately, three crazy accidents that happened at various places during this weekend that was part of the whole gun debate thing. And there were people about curbing guns that were out, too. People with signs that said either don't let Americans lose more freedom, or people with signs with a big X across the gun saying this is the problem. I saw one of those at one of the rallies. But one of the strange things that happened is you had three different accidents at a couple of different types of gun shows. And don't you just know that this is going to fuel the fire? Certainly for comedians, obviously there's crazy jokes that would happen in this. But as the gun control push is on, this kind of leads into the, see, accidents happen, even with people who supposedly know what they're doing with guns. Nobody, by the way, was mortally wounded, injured, killed, and leading to being killed in any of these incidents. One was a crazy thing in North Carolina where a guy was zipping open his shotgun, you know, from the case, and it discharged and accidentally discharged, and three different people were injured in that one. They still don't really think they're going to charge him with anything there. Like I said, very crazy. Also, the flu debate is big. That's part of the big buzz in the nation. The reason it's a big buzz is because a lot of people are getting the flu, but that happens this time of year, what with the change in the weather. And we find out that if you go and get a flu shot, it's only potentially 62% effective is what doctors are saying. We had a doctor on last week talking about it. But it seems to be that this is a very nasty year for the flu, and it's drawing a lot of attention. But what's happened is there is this push for paid sick days. So what happens when you catch the flu? Do you get paid sick days, or is it going to be mandatory sick days? Because what if you don't have those sick days? Employees without sick days are more likely to go to work with a contagious illness. They could send a kid to school or daycare or that kind of stuff, because, you know, they certainly have reported that if they have flu-like symptoms. And that was part of the whole swine flu outbreak. Remember that? That led to what we would call the hoax that all of us were going to fall over and that would be the end of us. But because people were confused about what was happening there and who was catching the flu and going to school, not going to school. They're at this point now where there are a couple of cities that are going to force, they're talking about forcing paid sick days, forcing it. In New York City, there's a city councilwoman's proposal that would require up to 5 paid sick days a year at businesses with at least 5 employees. So that's it. Boom. You have to do it, and this is the reason why. They're saying because the flu is the perfect example of why you have to have these days. So if we have to force them on you, then we're going to force them on you. Ooh, Boy, that could affect a lot of small businesses. See, that's the problem with the blanket approach. So it's starting that huge debate over paid sick days. Some people end up getting a lot of them. Some people, as I mentioned, don't get them at all. The buzz in the nation's capital, besides the gun debate and what laws could possibly come out and will there be enough steam for it in the Senate and ultimately the House, the universal background checks, in looking at that, it looks like there are pro-gun advocates, actually, that are Democrats and Republicans, of course, that might sign off on some aspects of it. But as I say, some aspects, it depends on what the law entails. The president certainly has made it clear that this is one of the big pushes for his second term. He was privately sworn in on Sunday. The public swearing in takes place on Monday morning. The celebrating has certainly already begun. It's the 57th presidential inauguration. Do you believe it? Add up the numbers. And for the second time around, usually the ceremonies are so much smaller. The estimates are anywhere on the mall from 500,000 to 800,000 people showing up for the official swearing in. And the president is expected to introduce legislations pretty quickly, soon after Congress's boom in there on Tuesday. And besides the debt ceiling and guns and the debate over guns, and remember he announced the details of his plan, including the assault weapons ban and limiting mags to 10 rounds and background checks for prospective buyers and extending mental health treatment to young Americans. There are some other things that he'll work on that include, supposedly his aides are saying, immigration will be high on the list too. But speaking of guns, Rick Santorum had his own take. Remember, he ran for president on the Prez, and the fact that there might be some sore winners.
This president could get immigration done. He could get something done on deficits and entitlements. But he's got to move his people to do that, instead of forcing Republicans always to come his way. There's one thing worse than a sore loser, and that's a sore winner. And the president's a sore winner.
All right. So he said on Sunday, he was part of the debate, we need to stick to our guns in the end. And the former presidential candidate and Pennsylvania senator was part of a roundtable discussion on one of the ABC shows. You know, all the networks have them. And the heavy was the conversation about gun control initiatives and immigration, like I said, and what we would see in this next administration. And I think that one of the things that some people are pressing for in the gun control proposals is, what about movies? What about video games? What about glorifying violence? Does this play any part in what we're seeing? And how are we going to feel, you know, with this increasing level of violence in our country, how are we going to feel safe, and how are we going to feel safe about our kids in schools? And you know, I've talked about this before. A lot of schools are already doing the guard thing where they've got an armed guard, an ex-cop, an ex-detective, and I think you're going to see that spread, popularity for that spread throughout at least parts of the country. Who knows if it becomes an automatic mandatory thing? I think that would be up to school boards, but they're talking about it in D.C. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
We've got a bunch of odds and ends. Usually we do coming off of a weekend. And I think one of the more interesting stories that people are buzzing around about is this Manti Te'o hoax story that kind of would make no sense if you just tuned into me. You're like, what are you talking about? Okay, first of all, who is the dude? The dude is a Notre Dame linebacker who could go top 10 in the draft, in the NFL draft, but probably his stock has dropped dramatically because of the crazy story that has happened. Basically, in a nutshell, for the entire season, if people in Notre Dame, Fighting Irish fans, were following along, he had a girlfriend that he would mention who had leukemia, and then she got in a car accident, he said, and she died. And people really identified with that, felt sorry for him, that whole thing. He's a talented kid, goes to the biggest game that you can imagine in college football, the BCS championship, gets blown out by Alabama. His team does, the Irish. And there's lots of stories being done about him. Deadspin, which is a well-known blog, I'll call it, where they seem to break a lot of stories. They broke the story that who is this? There is no woman. This is a hoax or something, because the woman that he was naming his girlfriend didn't exist. Supposedly she was a Stanford grad, all this other kind of stuff, and they started to investigate, and they found out it wasn't true. And he was aware that it was a hoax while he was still playing it up, leading to the championship game on January 7th. So, Notre Dame, they're trying to, as it were, cover up, I think, not cover up, but try to explain what the story is. And it doesn't seem to make any sense to anybody. And he's appeared on ESPN with Jeremy Schapp and was very confusing in his answers. And he's pretty now being pretty silent about it. His family apparently is going on Katie Couric's show to talk about it. And it just doesn't seem to make any sense. Matt, you've been playing along with this one. What do you make of it now after we're, you know, hearing different versions of this? It could be a hoax. It could be a prank. He could have just made it up. What do you think it is?
I think at some point he realized for sure what was going on and then kept the story going because of the national media attention it was getting him.
That he just liked it and then got caught in it
right.
And couldn't get away from it.
I think initially, you know, he was probably duped for a little while, but I think at some point he realized that it was fake, but then kept the story going due to all the attention he was receiving and all the, I guess it was good attention too, and the praise he was receiving for dealing with all the tragedy of his girlfriend dying and all that.
Yeah, it's very strange. You know, even at one point they're saying that he ordered 2 dozen white roses delivered to a place in Carson, California, a street. He thought that they were headed to her home and blah, blah, blah. And now they're talking about some of his relatives might have lived in this bungalow. And so that's strange. And I think unless he comes 100% clean, he's going to have this story dog him for far too long and hurt his stock even worse in the draft. He should just own up to whatever it is, or somebody around him better own up to it. It has to make sense. The problem is we live in an era of so much social media that if you start to embellish a story to an extreme amount, you'll have a hard time getting away with it, especially if you're in a position like he is, talking about a well-known person. As Lance Armstrong found out, he was able to get away with denying that he used performance-enhancing drugs for so long, and then ultimately it came down to Lance Armstrong's word against 11 teammates, and he couldn't get away from that. And now you wonder what he's trying to do by doing an exclusive interview, which he already has done, with Oprah Winfrey, not even a sports person or news person or whatever, but Oprah gets the scoop with Lance Armstrong, and Lance Armstrong talks about different things as far as the other teammates and that he didn't have the kind of power people said that he had. And then the former chief of the U.S. anti-doping agency says a representative of Lance Armstrong's offered the agency a donation in the range of $200,000 to $250,000 in 2004. So the guy who led the USADA from 2000 to 2007 corroborated the current CEO's story. And, you know, Armstrong said that no one in his team, on his side, in his camp, whatever, had made such an offer, that he had no knowledge of it. He asked around that it's not true, and they're saying that it is true. So he's doing the same thing for whatever reason, coming back. I mean, they're saying, listen, it's very strange. It's an easy decision for us. We cannot accept gifts from people we're either currently testing or be testing in the future. So it was just a personal attack. And this goes back to what I'm saying about the linebacker for Notre Dame. It's very, very tough to try and embellish or flat-out lie when you're a well-known personality or an up-and-coming personality, sports, athlete, whatever, because now more than ever they're going to be able to nail you. Maybe in the past you wouldn't have been uncovered in some of these investigations. And clearly with Lance Armstrong, there were so many people that were covering up for him or were afraid of him or whatever, that he ended up in the position that he ended up with, where he had intimidating powers over people in the business. And because so many people embraced Armstrong, it's too bad. I have to say it's disappointing. I love the story of Lance Armstrong overcoming the odds, winning the Tour de France 7 times, and then to fall, you know, really off the side of the mountain in such a dramatic way. An icon to be taken down, to have the 7 Tour de France's just be ripped away, and then the Olympic medal as well, and the whole idea of what he symbolized. And He did start Live Strong. He has helped lots of people. You can't take that away from Lance Armstrong. He is human, and I think we do forgive people. But I think that Lance Armstrong is going to have a much tougher time. In fact, the Notre Dame linebacker, if I were putting the two stories, which are very, very, very different, by the way, but if I were just putting them on the same platform for a second, I would say the kid, the linebacker, may have an easier time getting back into the good graces of, for most people, than Lance Armstrong, who will say, yeah, you know what, phony, write him off. He messed with some people. And plus, he's going to have to probably weather a whole bunch of lawsuits. I think they're going to be standing in line to go after Lance Armstrong for some of the people that he went after and some of the careers he affected. And that goes back to that whole intimidation thing, which he denies, but clearly he intimidated people that were former teammates, people that were taken under his wing, and other people that were there for the entire ride, like George Hincapie, who people in the cycling world just love and embrace, and including Lance Armstrong. But he had to have known all along the way that, yeah, this was part of the deal because he was there. He saw it. And so now you have the ASADA chief saying, oh, wait a second, you know, The Armstrong's guy absolutely made that offer. There's no question about it. And, of course, as I said, they wouldn't take money in that situation. There's absolutely no way. What happens when you're a former Secretary of State? Hillary Clinton's about to find out. A lot of people are talking about Hillary Clinton running in 2016. She says no way. You see the recent health things that she's dealt with. She'll testify about Benghazi this week. And Senator Kerry, will he get confirmed going through the committees and then ultimately the full Senate vote? But you have a former Secretary of State, I just was reading a story on this, Condi Rice joining CBS News as a contributor. Think about it, she was Secretary of State during the Bush second term, and she actually made her debut over the weekend on Face the Nation, and she's going to be included in their inauguration coverage, and how about that? Rice certainly has some of the inside lanes into D.C., so I'd assume that she'll be able to use it there, but there's a woman who at one point was being discussed just a little bit as a potential person who, one, could have run for president. Two, they talked about the potential of her doing something in sports or doing something again with Stanford. And here she is doing TV time. You just never know. Hang with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's health care one American at a time.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will.
Welcome back to America Tonight. You took in some football or you headed to the movies. How about this? The new horror movie, Mama, got massive buzz. It blew everybody away at the box office. It was the biggest thing at the box office. I mean, you know, how about that? You know, you had all these other movies that were out there. Mark Wahlberg and Russell Crowe are starring one. Schwarzenegger back in the movies. This is a Martin Luther King Jr. holiday because Martin Luther King's famous speech, I Had a Dream, and all the, of course, all of what Martin Luther King did and has done for this country and is honored each and every year. It is a holiday weekend for a lot of kids. They have the extra day off. A lot of people have the extra day off. And it's also a time where people go and catch up on the movies. So Mama movie, $33 million. How about that? The Guillermo del Toro produced supernatural thriller is the second horror film to win the weekend box office this month. Do you know what won earlier? Texas Chainsaw 3D. Isn't that not crazy? Although the Mama movie has got a lot of well-known people in it, and people were excited about this at $33 million. Hey, they're blowing everyone away, and this is just the first weekend. We do our cheap movie reviews, by the way, on our Thursday into Friday show. I thought Mama would do well, and sure enough, it did. On that note, none of you wrote about movies when you sent me any kind of an email this past weekend, but you did definitely have opinions on other things. Let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ugh, that makes me feel good. Can I hit it one more time?
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank goodness. Our voiceover man is working well now. We were having problems with him in the beginning of the year. I think he was going on strike or something. Oh, by the way, at the mothership, the temperature is a balmy 0 degrees. If Matt Johnson doesn't answer when you call this number, 855-266-5283, let me know, because we'll have to call someone to go warm him up. That means he's frozen.
Car will start, but I'm pretty sure it will.
I know, that's the worst. Zero degrees.
Otherwise, I'll have to return it.
to that father of yours. Yep. I want my money back. I want all of it back, please.
Yeah, it's a relatively new car, and I've had older cars that have always made it through.
All right, so let's hope that second time is the charm. The second owner does well with it. So in the mailbag, a lot of people talking about a couple of things. A lot of people talking about guns, but different aspects with guns. I'm going to go to a few here. This is relatively what John, Bob, and Bill said from three different states, but very long emails. To sum it up, I'll take John's. John, listening to us in Illinois, says, Kate, gun owners are sick of the nonsense over trying to take away guns. This isn't fear-mongering. This isn't craziness. This isn't, I'm living in a bunker, and I think we're being invaded, and we're going to have martial law and all that kind of stuff. This is reasonable people saying, just let us have our rights and our guns, especially when we're responsible gun owners. I understand the anger, the rage, how horrific it is when we have any kind of a mass shooting. But this is not reasonable people who have owned guns. These are errant psychopaths, nutballs, garden variety, white boys who have lost their marbles and want their 15 minutes of fame or for some other sick, twisted reason. So this push to make gun control the biggest in decades is ridiculous, and it's not going to happen. Let the governors in these other states offer new gun laws. Go ahead. But law-abiding citizens should not be responsible for other people's criminal actions. It's not right. Well, you know, here's the thing. In making the argument, military, business owners, others who own guns, who take it seriously, who know when you own a gun and you're using it for protection, for the possibility of things, you have to be prepared, you have to know what you're going to do, and you're willing to do it and all that kind of stuff. Yes, unfortunately, it's easy to highlight kooky gun accidents. It's also in sad, tragic ones. It's also easy to highlight when you have people, especially this past year, the Colorado movie theater in James Holmes was just a sickening event. And the other thing that was easy to highlight was what happened in Newtown, Connecticut, which should never have happened, that Connecticut massacre. You can understand the sick feeling people have in their hearts there and how this has become the rallying cry for, okay, we got to do something about this. I think it's going to be left up to states, ultimately, with gun legislation and what they decide. You know, New York has some of the strictest gun control laws in the country, and they're just going to broaden them. That's a place where it's going to get tighter. I think in some other areas, it's going to be the opposite. Now, Massachusetts, they're also, the Massachusetts governor is also pushing for new gun laws after Newtown, and you can count on your hands, or you can look at a map of the United States, and it's pretty easy to figure out where that's going to happen. However, there are other spots in the country where there's just no way that's going to happen. Then you have this crazy thing, you know, they had these pro-gun rights rallies that were held across the country. Five people are wounded in accidents at three gun shows. Three people are hurt when a 12-gauge shotgun discharges when the owner was just opening the case at the entrance to the show in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's a quarterly event that they have there. And then two others were also wounded when guns went off accidentally at gun shows in Ohio and Indiana. Luckily, none were life-threatening. None were life-threatening. And then in Connecticut, they had a rally for gun rights. There was about 1,000 people that were there at the Capitol, and it's the opposite. They're proposing to tighten gun control rules, limiting access to assault weapons and the high-capacity magazines and that kind of stuff. And then there have been certainly gun shows in Connecticut, too. So you had kind of a little bit of both going on around the U.S. All right, let's move on to another one. This is on the other side of this. This one is from Jacob listening to us in Vermont, and he says, "Hello, Ms. Delaney and all the listeners of America Tonight. I do enjoy your offerings. I can remember you saying quite often, I don't care what your opinion is, just have one and send us a note or give us a call. So here is my offering. I don't understand why we have to have assault weapons of any variety or semi-automatics or whatever you want to call them. I don't care. Do we really need to have people that are so armed they could blow away a neighborhood in 10 seconds? And maybe I'm exaggerating, but it is a bit ridiculous, isn't it? I understand about people wanting to hunt. I come from a family of hunters. I have done it myself with my father a long, long time ago. Back in the deer days, I'll call them. But that still was much different. We weren't looking to blow Bambi to bits. I don't understand how people can justify having all those magazines. Give me a break. It's a bunch of nonsense, and the NRA is a bunch of knuckleheads if they think that that should be allowed to stand. I'm not saying take guns away. I'm saying we don't need that kind of stuff on the streets. Doesn't make any sense to me. I wish somebody could explain it to me. We know that the reaction has been pretty big from gun supporters, especially the NRA, and always pointing out the Second Amendment. I agree with the Second Amendment, but I do not agree that we can continue to afford to have people who are not right having access to massive amounts of ammunition. The pain that they inflict on people is just dead damn wrong." It's very sad what happened in Connecticut. It's very sad what happened in Colorado. Very, very sick and twisted what happened to Gabby Giffords and others that were killed simply by holding a political conversation. And, you know, Jared Lee Loeffner makes a statement, comes in, and he's out of his mind and comes in and has a public shooting. But here's the thing. We're never going to throw a net on this. There's no way. It's like the debate over mental health. I think there should be access to mental health for people. There should be more ways to make it available and not have such a stigmatism to it. But the problem is there are varying degrees of health, mental health issues. Somebody with some depression issues is very different than someone who is schizophrenic, off the rails, has massive medication. And trying to weigh that out and figure it out, very, very, very difficult. Speaking of guns, our re-rack is here for your ATN. Each and every weekend we do that. One of the best conversations we had was with a constitutional expert, Carl Jarvis. That's coming up next on America Tonight.
Don't Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made, AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The Notre Dame linebacker who had this imaginary girlfriend, apparently, told everybody his girlfriend died in an accident after also having leukemia, was in front of microphones talking about how he hated cancer because both of his grandparents had died from it, and now this girlfriend died from it. And then comes Deadspin. So if you just tuned into America Tonight, howdy from all of us. The big story that transcends sports is Liar, Liar, Pants on Fire, or just somebody who's caught up in this drama who got punked. And if he got punked, then he's a complete idiot because he had this supposedly online girlfriend who he never met. It's just craziness. And there was all this sprawling nonsense dialogue with Jeremy Chaplin, ESPN. He answered some questions, but it still was pretty dumbfounding and made no sense. And just to give you the back history on this, you have a linebacker from Notre Dame who's a kid who's doing well at Notre Dame. A lot of people are watching him, should go high in the draft. Notre Dame gets into the college championship game. So now there's even more stories written about him to introduce people who have no idea who he is to him. And lo and behold, this whole thing about the girlfriend and dying and oh, how sad and all this other stuff and comforting other people who have dealt with loss and grieving and all that kind of stuff. And then it turns out that this woman did not exist. Linnea Kakua, I think is her name. And this woman is not a true woman. And where's that story coming from? Because it was widely reported. So Deadspin is the website that comes along. They break the story. And it's very, very crazy. He said he wasn't suspicious of anything. And, you know, just he's going on Katie Couric's show now. It's just a twisted thing. He has a story, has a long history. So it's basically, is this kid, is this linebacker, is he a liar or is he a victim of some kind of a hoax? And I think his friend is trying to lay down and say it's a hoax, but I think really honestly it just doesn't feel right at all. It feels like he was pranking everybody else. It was one of the lead little bits on Saturday Night Live. I wanted you to hear what that sounded like. I thought it was actually kind of funny. So it's going to take a little time. This is a skit on Saturday Night Live of Manti Te'o. And now you know the background if you hadn't heard it before. He's this linebacker with this imaginary girlfriend. People were feeling sorry for him because he said she was in an accident and she had leukemia and she died. And oh, how sad it is heading into the national championship game. So here it is.
Also joining us tonight via satellite is a man on the other end of a vicious lie. Please welcome Notre Dame linebacker Manti Te'o. Now, Mr. Te'o, your story is one of the most perplexing in all of sports. You claim to have a girlfriend named Linnea, and that she died of leukemia.
Yeah.
But it turns out that she never existed. Yeah. How do you explain that?
Well, Piers, the sad fact is I was the victim of a cruel and senseless hoax.
That must be devastating to deal with.
It is, but it's even more devastating for my girlfriend, Linnea.
Wait, no, see, Linnea was the hoax. She's not a real person.
Oh! Right, now I get it. Oh, man, Linnea is going to be pissed.
And, you know, here's the whole thing, and that was supposed to be Piers Morgan, by the way. Here's the whole thing about that. He's huddling with his family and really trying to decide, I think, how to play this, what to do. You know, why did he perpetuate this lie that his girlfriend had died after he found out that it was a hoax? Because he knew, if he had thought she had existed, would have known after December 6th that he hadn't, and that's when the university found that out, that everybody thought he was having this relationship with this girl who died of leukemia was just made up. So this is, you know, certainly where a lot of the confusion is. December 8th, he was in New York, and he was interviewed by Chris Fowler on ESPN, and Chris Fowler naturally asked him, you know, about the story. And, you know, he said, I think I'll never forget the time when I found out that my girlfriend passed away, and the first person to run to my aid was my defensive coordinator. And he said something profound. He said, this is where your faith is tested. Right after that, I ran into the players' lounge. I got on the phone with my parents. I opened my eyes. My head coach was sitting right there. And there are 100-plus people on our team and the defensive coordinator taking just time out for me. You know, that was probably the most meaningful. So please give me a break here. And he also said that he hoped his grandmother, who had died September 12th, and his girlfriend, who reportedly had died the same day, were proud of him. And then everything unraveled after that. So it's very strange. If you piece the dates together, here's the thing. They just don't add up. So the imaginary girlfriend is just a tragic story that keeps on giving comedians really ammunition. That's the bottom line here. Matt, you and I talked about this the other day, but this story has, like, massive legs, and he's getting in just way too deep. Whatever happened, it'd be better to come clean with it. I think it'd almost be better to say, listen, I got duped and I went along with it or whatever, instead of all this crazy nonsense. That's what Saturday Night Live was portraying, that he's a dope on a rope and that he's just portraying that he has no clue.
Yeah, the longer it goes on, too, it's hurting his draft stock.
Yes.
It's hurting his financial future is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense because he's a good-looking guy. He's a Notre Dame linebacker. I'm certain he could have a girlfriend. So the whole thing is crazy. That's the thing. It doesn't make sense as why. What's the advantage of making this up? Or if someone was pranking him, why not come clean? I don't know. It's odd.
It sounds like he enjoyed the attention and liked the story and the way people were viewing him after it. And he probably let it go to his head a little bit, but now he's in so deep that I don't think he knows how to get out of it.
Yes. It's like, you know, that's that old thing about the problem of telling the lie is that you have to tell it again and again and again, and then the more fantastic it becomes, the more it spreads, and then more people are involved, and before you know it, it's just out of control. Then you don't even know what's true and what's not true anymore, and I do think that's what's happened here. He got caught up in it, but trying to unravel it, he would have been better served to just unravel it immediately and not just try to go for the strange, I said this, and blah, 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 blah. It's just not, you know what, it's just not working for him. I'll tell you one thing that did work over the weekend. It worked for Baltimore over New England. We now know who the Super Bowl teams are, and the Super Bowl teams are the Baltimore Ravens and the 49ers. Why? Two Brady interceptions, a fumble later, and Ravens win 28-13. How about that? Crazy. You know, they were losing. The Ravens were losing at the halfway point, 13-7, and then they completely turned it around. The 49ers were getting pounded, and they turned it around. They were in the hole, 17-0. And they were able to pull it back, and they won 28-24. And they were holding on to that to the end of the game because it also was not looking good. I mean, talk about a slim advantage. And thanks in part, you know, there was a couple of things that happened, like a fumble. The 49ers had a fumble just inches from the end zone in the fourth quarter. That wasn't good. And there was also a missed field goal that also could have gotten the better of them. But in the end, they just kept fighting, and hung on for the win. I mean, it was almost a written script that the Harbaugh brothers were going to meet each other. I mean, how could they not meet each other? Now they're going to have to duke it out for the trophy, and it's another crazy story in sports. Two sons, two brothers that will, you know, Jim and John, that will now tackle each other in a sense on opposite sides of the field, going up for the biggest game of their lives, trying to get to the Lombardi Trophy to hold it up to say we're the champions. But only one can be champs, either the Ravens or the 49ers. Stay with us.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.